One Voice Recording presents The Return of Sherlock Holmes, The Adventure of the Dancing Men by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. With all character roles portrayed by David Ian Davies. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by One Voice Recordings. All rights, including broadcast and public performance, are reserved by the copyright holder.
Holmes had been seated for some hours in silence, with his long, thin back curved over a chemical vessel in which he was brewing a particularly malodorous product. His head was sunk upon his breast, and he looked, from my point of view, like a strange, lank bird, with dull grey plumage and a black topknot.
Sir Watson, you do not propose to invest in South African securities.
I gave a start of astonishment, accustomed as I was to Holmes's curious faculties. This sudden intrusion into my most intimate thoughts was utterly inexplicable. How on earth do you know that? He wheeled around upon his stool, with a steaming test tube in his hand, and a gleam of amusement in his deep-set eyes.
Now, Watson, confess yourself utterly taken aback.
I am.
I ought to make you sign a paper to that effect.
Why?
Because in 5 minutes you will say that it is so absurdly simple.
I'm sure I'll say nothing of the kind, Holmes.
You see, my dear Watson,
he propped his test tube in the rack and began to lecture me with the air of a professor addressing his class.
It is not really difficult to construct a series of inferences, each dependent upon its predecessor and each simple in itself. If after doing so one simply knocks out all the central inferences and presents one's audience with the starting point and the conclusion, one may produce a startling, though possibly meretricious, effect. Now, it was not very difficult, by an inspection of the groove between your left forefinger and thumb.